What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Yesterday, Ramona Kwakat Otani is the greatest player. Now it's Wembanyama over Will Chamberlain. There's only one sport of basketball, Kwak. You don't get extra points for having a 7'5" guy shoot from 30 feet. I just think that we need to keep things in a frame of reference. Victor Wembanyama is never going to be Will Chamberlain. Neither is anybody else. Chamberlain's the greatest athlete, male athlete, probably who ever lived. And he was faster, stronger, jumped better, was far more dominant on both ends of the court than Wembanyama is ever going to be. I'm sorry. He's just a totally different level athlete and body type. But that's me. It's America. You can believe whatever you want. I will respectfully disagree. Hey, I think I'm more with the text who said, Kwak, this is your next Adrian Martinez moment. That was funny. I mean, you know, there are some things that we all say that you just never live down. I mean, and people like hold that stuff. They collect it. They save it for the right moment. It's just all too funny. It's all good. Again, I think Victor Wembanyama is a terrific talent. Just as Otani is a terrific talent. And there are some other terrific talents, and their names are all on this football I have. Let me just say this, all right? This is going to be heavy, heavy football today. There's going to be some Clemson basketball, but we're going to talk transfer portal quarterbacks. We're going to get to all of this and what direction Clemson might go in the transfer portal regarding the quarterback position. We're going to talk about likely playoff teams, who's actually going to make it, who's not, why, you know, sort of a remake because the preseason estimations didn't go well, I don't think, for anybody. But let me start with this, okay, because this is the most important thing. The rest is just fun and games. I have a football to auction right now, all right? It is a Clemson former players on staff football. It's unbelievable. There are 26 names on this football, I believe, 26, and it's absolutely incredible. And there's a chance that you will never get this football again. I don't know who's still going to be here, who's not going to be here. I don't know. I mean, I can make some guesses. I'm not sure. But all I know is that this football has legendary Clemson player names on it. You're just not going to get this, and you may never get a chance at this football again. There's a picture of it on my Twitter feed, on the Roar's Twitter feed as well. But there are 26 players, former players, staff members now that are on this football. You're talking about some of the elite names in Clemson football history. You want the ultimate Christmas gift, the ultimate man cave, the ultimate she shed item. I have it for you. All right. Just for example, all right. Nick Eason. These are some of the names on this football. Hand-signed names on this football. Every dollar goes to the Tigers for Tata's campaign. Nick Eason. Tyler Grisham. C.J. Friggin' Spiller. I'm not going to read you all their coaching titles. DeAndre McDaniel, one of the great players in Clemson football history. Ben Friggin' Boulware, one of the ultimate leaders on a national championship team. Actually, probably the ultimate leader. Daquan Bowers, Taj Boyd, Cole Stout, Elijah Turner, Corey Crawford, Tyrone Crowder, Drew Sweeney, Will Sweeney, Brandon Thomas, Nolan Turner, Zach Fulmer, LaVon Friggin' Kirkland, who's one of the greatest players, obviously, in all of Clemson football history. Danny Pierman's name is on this football. Jeff Davis, who, again, you know, you get into the debate of who the best linebacker Clemson football history is, and two of the names you're going to have to consider are LaVon Kirkland and Jeff Davis. Both of their signatures are on this football. Josh Watson, Reggie Pleasant, Ben Batson, Jason LeMay, Paul Tyson, Hunter Helms, and Richard Yergin. All of those names on this single football, all right? It's incredible. It's the ultimate Clemson piece of memorabilia. It's just absolutely unbelievable. You want the ultimate memorabilia, Clemson memorabilia, this is it. I have so many of the biggest names in Clemson football history on this football, and you just, we don't know whether you're ever going to see the same collection of names again. We don't know. But I have this football, and you can make it yours today. As Bob Barker would have said, Ramona, if the price is right. If the price is right. All right, so let's get going, man. I mean, this is big, 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 big. It's enormous. I've got, legendary Clemson football players' names all over this football. It's a work of art. You can see it on my Twitter feed. So it's white with the orange insignia. It's just an absolute thing of beauty for your man cave she shed. And again, all of these enormous names from Clemson football lore. You know what doesn't change? Okay, this season hasn't gone as you hoped, but you know who the season did go well for? It went well for C.J. Spiller when he played, and LeVon Kirkland when he played, and Jeff Davis when he played, and Taj Boyd when he played, and Ben Bulwer when he played, and DeAndre McDaniel, and on and on and on. I mean, the names are amazing. So here's how it works. I need a $1,500 bid to open. $1,500 bid to open. You know the reason for the season. $1,500 bid to open. I'll take $5,000 to close it. That's how it works. So let's go. Let's go. Somebody get me going. We've had openers in every first segment of, I believe, every item we have auctioned in the entire campaign. And let's make this no exception. Obviously, it's as special as it gets. And it's all the biggest names in Clemson football lore in history. So let's get going. Let's get going on this. And somebody, I'd really like to have somebody just make this your own. Everybody understands the reason for what we're doing. And so let's get going. I mean, again, legendary names from Clemson football's recent past, from Clemson football's way back past. I mean, you have it all. You have championship level players all over this football that basically represent the entire championship pedigree and history of Clemson football. So let's go on this. Somebody get me the open and let's get going. It's absolutely an amazing opportunity, and you can make it your own. Brooke the mail lady says, I used to babysit Ben Batson. How about that? Texter said, I'll need to check on one thing too. Texter said, who are some of the names? I just read some of the names. We have Nick Eason and C.J. Spiller and Tyler Grisham and DeAndre McDaniel and Ben Bulwer LeVon Kirkland and Jeff Davis and all of those guys. I mean, it's an amazing football, and it represents all the biggest names in Clemson football history. So let's get going and let's pick it up. It's absolutely incredible. Again, the biggest names in Clemson football history and lore. It's all on this football. And it's the ultimate. If you're thinking about Christmas, et cetera, it is the ultimate, ultimate Christmas gift. I mean, it just can't get any better than this, right? Exactly. So let's go. And somebody get me the open on that. And let's pick it up from there. Because we've got to look, we're coming to the end of the campaign. There are very few items left. The items left are, I think, are primarily big ticket items. We do have, I'll get to that a little bit later. But this is one of the fabulous items of this whole campaign. I'm looking at the photograph of it right now that Amy put up on my Twitter feed and on the Roar's Twitter feed. It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. So by all means, let's go on this, and let's pick it up, and let's absolutely kill it. So I'm looking for the open of 1500, and the buy it now is $5,000. So let's pick it up. Tess said, what's unbelievable is that there are 26 names on that ball. Yeah, it's, like I said, it's the biggest, it's many of the biggest names in college football history. What is this? Tess said, yeah, well, you're right. I mean, yeah, again, this season did not go as I expected, nor did it go as anybody else expected, I don't think. I mean, I think Penn State was a popular choice to win the national championship. Clemson was a popular choice to win the national championship. They're not going to win. Texas was a popular choice. Those are all the top choices. None of them are going to win. You know, and so I don't think Texas is going to win anyway. I mean, Texas needs to worry about winning this weekend. So I, you know, I think that's the reality of where we are in the world of college football now. Now, you know, look, we did have some things right before the season, but not enough. I mean, not like we usually do. I mean, we've been really good at predicting championship games and that type of stuff. Well, that didn't happen this year. We did talk about this being the best Texas A&M team ever. Excuse me. This being the best Texas Tech team. Well, one of the best Texas Tech teams. Mike Leach had a team that was in contention for the national title. But I thought both of those teams would be top 15 teams before the year. So there were some things that we hit, but there were some big things that we missed. And I think big things that everybody missed. So it's a really unusual season. You're 100% right, Dexter, 557. But I have an amazing opportunity with this football. It's one of the ultimate footballs. It just can't get much better than this. We're going to talk about Clemson possible transfer quarterbacks and who they might be. You know, my man Snaphook wrote me today, and he asked me about a particular quarterback. And it was, Mester Baker has to be the guy. And I'm like, no, he doesn't have to be the guy, no. And so Snaphook went, I guess, took it to the other side and tried to get confirmation of that somewhere else today. I heard that on my way in. We're going to talk about Mester Maker Snaphook. I'll tell you exactly what he is, who he is, what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are. He's part of this conversation. But this is a broad-based conversation. Nobody really knows what direction Clemson will go in. So I'm going to talk about the potentially available quarterbacks in the transfer portal and then what Clemson's level of commitment to the transfer portal is. Because I think there are different levels of commitment. For example, one level of commitment is you look for a rising sophomore transfer quarterback who's going to be at your program multiple years, and that's your level of commitment to the transfer portal. Another level of commitment to the transfer portal is the commitment that Miami's made the last 2 years, or that, you know, or that other programs have made. And what I mean by that is you pick a quarterback who you know is only going to be with you 1 year. He's the bridge guy. He's the guy. And if you need another one the following year, you go get him. Is Clemson willing to make that type of commitment to the portal? See, I think that's an entirely different thing. I think Dabo Swinney has been willing to dip his toes in the portal, but it's largely been in pursuit of guys who had two or preferably 3 years remaining. I don't think you can play that game anymore. I think the game that you have to play now is you just look for the best player available. And if he's there for 1 year, then he's there for 1 year. There's a guy who's going to be, I think, available for 1 year who I would take over anybody if you could get him. I mean, I don't know that you can get him. I mean, and nor do I know what his plans are. He could go to the NFL. I don't know the answer to that. But there's a guy out there that if I was willing to actually commit to the portal, meaning I'm all in and I'm willing to go, I'm willing to take a quarterback who's a one-year guy. If you're willing to do that, there's a guy I really want. There's a guy I really want over everybody else, including Mester Maker. But we're going to talk about Mester Maker and what his strengths and weaknesses are, and because he has both, and where he's likely to, whether Clemson could land him. I think it's certainly possible. I think Kwok mentioned a good point, my way, and he was asked about this late in the show by Snaphook, and his answer was, you know, he thought that Snaphook would follow his head coach. That Mester Maker would follow his head coach. I don't know about that. I don't think there's any such truths in the world of college football today. I just think that every step is a new step, and I think it's perfectly possible that his head coach goes somewhere, but that Mestemaker could go somewhere higher. And I don't think Mestemaker will limit himself, I would think. Now, I think he's in a good system. I think he's in a very passer-friendly system. There's no question about that. We'll talk about his strengths and weaknesses, the other guys that are potentially available in the portal, and the one guy out there who could, in theory, play for 1 year and who could absolutely elevate Clemson's program back to the level that Clemson has been accustomed to being at under Dabo Swinney, because there is a guy. No, I know that, Texter 557. I know that. I know you weren't. No, I know. You were pointing out. I think you said, hey, man, if Walt's having a problem picking guys to teams before the season, then everybody's going to. No, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Ramona, do we have the open on the football?
Not yet.
Come on, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. 1,500 to open up football with the most historic names in Clemson football lore in history. Quick break.
Attention Roar listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? With our friends at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with their Metabolic Reset System, their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. They're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results, and I can speak to it because I lost over 50 pounds on the program 2 years ago. There's no starving, there's no endless workouts, and there's none of those risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks that dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off forever. And for our listeners right now, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee, you'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free, they'll even cover the cost of your food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait, this guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. That's right, the next 25 callers. So call 864-644-1900 right now and mention the code NEWYEAR. That's 864-644-1900, PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
For 85 years, Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has empowered rural communities through quality service and reliability. We've grown to serve over 74,000 meters across 7,500 miles of power lines. Connect with us on social media and celebrate this special anniversary as we look back through our history with an eye towards maximizing our community's future. Blue Ridge Electric, a co-op built on service, wired to deliver.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Did you know that hot, dry weather can negatively impact your home's foundation because the soil underneath shrinks and cracks and ultimately damages your foundation? And this is more problematic in soil with high clay content, like here in the Upstate. Before those minor issues become major problems, call the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. They know the importance of being proactive and finding the right solution for you. Book an appointment now at 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Cold weather is just around the corner. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Shop over 20 models of vented and vent-free propane or natural gas logs that heat for just pennies an hour and use no electricity, keeping you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Your fantasy roster is set. The smack talk is heating up, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sportsbook for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shot, and a snap, blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it, inside the 5, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tip to the Bread Rage. We are back. All right. I just went and looked at the football. Okay. It's here. I went down to the back there and checked this football out. It's amazing. First of all, the part you can't see, the backside of the football is brown. It's a two-tone football. The one side's white, the backside's brown. All the autographs are on the white side. And it's a work of art. The most prominent autograph above the orange tiger paw is C.J. Spiller. That's the singular most prominent autograph on the whole thing. C.J. got the best spot, and maybe he should have the best spot. And that's above the orange tiger paw. Many of the players on it included their number, what number they are. It's a work of friggin' art. You can see it on my Twitter feed. You can see it on the Roar's Twitter feed. Where'd it go? Okay, I'm looking right at it here. The football's tilted slightly here. Well, it's actually not tilted at all. It's the angle of the photo. But you can see that autograph right above the orange tiger paw is C.J. Spiller. But many of the players put their number on it, their jersey number from when they played. Very cool. And like I said, it's an absolute who's who of college football, of Clemson football and Clemson history. And I just don't know if you're ever going to get the shot at these names on a single football again. Like I said, you have Nick Eason and Tyler Grisham and C.J. Spiller. A lot of these guys played in the pros. DeAndre McDaniel, Ben Boulware, Daquan Bowers, Taj Boyd, just to name some. Levon Kirkland, Jeff Davis. I mean, there are legendary friggin' names all over this football, and there are 26 signatures. It's just an absolute work of art. So let's go. I need the open of 1,500 on that. Somebody get us going. Let me see here. Do we have... Let's get going. Let's get going. Let's get going on this. Okay. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Somebody on this, get me going. It's the ultimate man cave, ultimate she shed, ultimate Christmas gift. Like I said, the biggest names in the history of Clemson football lore. Let's go. Jason Columbia said, somebody just asked Brad Brownell about the prospect of recruiting G League players, and while he noted he had some big picture reservations, he ended his answer with, you've got to do what you've got to do to stay competitive. And Jason says, hello, Dabo. Hello, as Walt would say, wakey, wakey. Dabo, listen to Brad. Well, you know, again, I think the perfect example of how to utilize the portal is what Clemson has done in basketball. And, you know, I think that's a reality. Someone asked me about DJ Lagway. He's on my list. That's not the one-year guy I'm thinking of, though. But, you know, look, Lagway's had an up-and-down season. Obviously, the potential is very much there. But I want to talk about all these guys, and Snaphook, you can get in if you'd like. And people are clamoring for that, and I'm going to get to that. We're going to start that conversation right now. I'll tell you what I'll do. I just want to get going on this. I'll take $1,000 to open. I'll take $1,000 to open the football, and then the incremental bids on it have to be 1,500. Have to be 500. 500 incremental bids. All right. I need $1,000 to open the football. 500 incremental bids. Again, 26 legendary Clemson signatures. Many of these guys play in the pros. Many of the greatest players in Clemson football history. So let's get going on that. And everybody knows the reason for the season and what we're doing here. Every dollar goes to Tigers for Tatas. It's been an unbelievable campaign. You people have come stronger and better than ever before. I mean, it's been absolutely astounding to watch. You have killed it in the auction. You have killed it in the T for T. Hell, I did 2 days worth of that, and we raised in those 2 days, 7 hours, over $14,000 alone. So I guess $15,000. And so it's been truly amazing, especially because the anonymous texter came back. The anonymous texter came back and donated $400 more to the cause for the road rage guarantees. And we didn't thank him again, and we need to thank him again too. So just those 2 days, we were at $1,500. Go ahead, Ramona.
I have a $1,000 bid from Eric.
All right, Eric's got us going for $1,000. Thank you, Eric. Let's get going. Next bid has to be $1,500 or more. The buy it now is $5,000. And so we're off and running on that. All right, I want to get to this conversation because I've got a lot of college football talk I want to get to today, and a little Clemson basketball talk as well. All that on the show today. All right, the possible names that I've come up with so far, and as of yet, excuse me. We'll see whether my voice is going to hold up through the day. As of this point, I haven't thought about lower-level division players yet, okay? A lot of these names come from major college football as of now. I'll add more to it in the next few days when I have a chance to scout those levels more and to think about it a little more. I've got multiple people asking me about Lenora Sellers. Look, listen, in this world we live in, I don't consider anything impossible. All things are on the table. All things are possible. All right, some of the names and look, a lot of these guys are all presently at schools. We don't know whether any of these guys are actually going to be in the portal, right? We just know that there's a possibility that guys who are having good seasons at what are believed to be lesser destinations could look to upgrade their position in a whole assortment of reasons. All right, so some of those guys on my list that in theory, have more time available and could be somewhere else next year. DJ Lagway, Drew Mestemaker, who's a rising sophomore at North Texas, Josh Hoover at TCU, CJ Bailey at NC State. Isn't that sort of a dead situation right now at NC State? And CJ Bailey is talented. Texter 525, you have just hit the exact guy I'm talking about. Damon Williams at Washington. Look, he's in a decent situation. There's no question about that. Could he be in a better situation? I don't know. Devin Dampier, who is now at Utah. Could he be in a better situation? I don't know. Brendan Sorsby, who would be a rising senior at Cincinnati. Brendan Sorsby, the junior quarterback, has had a really big year for Cincinnati. He has led Cincinnati to an undefeated league season, and he's 6'3", and he doubles as a dual threat. Very good runner as well. I think Brendan Sorsby is going to be a guy who is in a lot of demand. Sagapuletelli, the freshman quarterback at Cal. Sagapuletelli reminds me a lot of Tua Tagovailoa. Both are Hawaiian quarterbacks. Don't tell those that Alabama fan, but they actually speak English in Hawaii. But Sagapuletelli of Cal is an extremely gifted guy. Very, very gifted. Just sort of a natural leader. He's not a great runner. He'll need to be protected. He can move around in the pocket and throw with great accuracy. He gives you that element. Caton Hauser is at East Carolina, and he has one more year to play. He was originally at Michigan State. He's had a really good year at East Carolina. He can throw the football. Avery Johnson, the junior at K-State, I wonder if he's not ready to move to a different situation. I don't think that thing is going exactly as he planned. So there's that. Texter said, Walt, I'll kill you if you say, this is Georgia Tech Will, if you say Aaron Filo from Georgia Tech, love your show. Aaron Filo is a possibility. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, Georgia Tech Will. Texter said he's added Hoover as well. Texter said the BYU quarterback is the real deal. Bachmeyer, the BYU quarterback is surrounded by talent. You know, Texter said Sam Levitt. You know, Levitt's in an interesting situation. I wouldn't imagine he's going anywhere, but we will see. And then my one-year guy, all right? My one-year guy, if you're just looking to be as good as you can for the next season with a bridge quarterback into the future, which takes you into, again, more of Azeno, more of Denson, et cetera. Again, this would demonstrate a willingness that Clemson has yet to show in the transfer portal. Miami has shown this willingness. Miami went out and got Cam Ward. Then they went out and got Carson Beck. They knew these are one-year quarterbacks. They didn't care. They've won a lot of football games with those two one-year quarterbacks. You know, I think if the guy is good enough and you don't have a real significant answer at the position, then I think you take that step. I think you take that step. And
excuse me, can I interrupt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Little stuff here. I got to buy it now from Rick for $5,000.
Awesome! Absolutely friggin' awesome.
He would like to say he did it in honor of his wife that passed away last year. Her name was Christy.
Rick, I'm so sorry, Rick. I'm so terribly, terribly sorry. It's unimaginable. So in memory of Christy, Rick is in. And you know, Ramona, we've heard all these stories all through this campaign. It's just been incredible. And you know, when this touches your lives, you understand just how important this cause is. And you know, sadly, we all come in contact with this. I've had way too much contact with cancer. in my life in various ways. And I would like to see it eradicated once and for all. And I think we're making progress towards that. And ultimately, you know, that's part of the goal of this campaign. So thank you so much, Rick. And again, we are terribly, terribly sorry about the loss of Christy. And but she's smiling down on you right now. Quick break. Walt Tipula Road Rage. We'll be back.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-656-1551. That's 800-656-1551.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
All right, Waltip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Thanks to Rick. You know, Rick had purchased the basketball earlier as well, also in honor of his wife, Christy. And again, we've heard so many of these stories throughout this campaign, just, you know, the courage of people in the fight and the way cancer impacts all family members. It's just so devastating. And, and I, when you hear somebody like that who, you know, wants to support this campaign because he has fought the fight with his wife and, you know, who is the ultimate warrior, in this case, Christy, you know, it just makes you understand this that much more clearly. So thank you to Rick in honor, in memory of Christy, who he lost a year ago. All right. And I will tell you this. I actually had one more of those footballs. I didn't know if I would auction it this year. I will now. I will say this. I actually have some coaches' footballs, but this player's football, we only have two of. We have one now because Rick just got one in honor of Christy. I have one more. It's the identical football. Again, the same 26 names. It's the player's football. It's the same 26 names. And Eric is carrying over his bid from the first football. So Eric is in on 1,000 for this football. And now I need an upgrade of 500 or more on that. The same buy it now of 5,000. That'll go to 630. And just to be clear, you're not going to hear me come back tomorrow and say, I have another of these. There are only two of them. There were two of these footballs with the 26 signatures and all of these, this insane collection of players. Nick Eason, C.J. Spiller, Daquan Bowers, Ben Bulwer, Tyler Grisham, LeVon Kirkland, Jeff Davis. I'm just picking out some of the biggest names. Nolan Turner, just enormous names in the history of Clemson football on this football. This is the final one. There will not be another of these. This is it. I don't think you'll ever see this football again. There were two of them. They're identical, and again, they have all 26 names hand signed on it. It's a white ball, white and brown ball. It's white on the front panels. It's brown on the backside, and all the signatures are on the white panels. And it's just it's absolutely incredible. And I have the one other. So, you know, in honor of what Rick did with Christy is just unbelievable. I would love to have somebody match that and take us to heights we've never seen in this campaign before. I would love to have somebody match that and close that other football for $5,000 as well. But right now, the bid on the other football is $1,000. I need at least $500 upgrade on that, and you will not get another one of these. There's not going to be another. I don't think there's ever going to be another. All right, I'm not sure that this particular collection of players will ever be available to sign another football. This is it, okay? We had two of these. One's gone. The other will be gone by 6:30 today. So if you want to make that one yours, you know, I warn you all the time, there's no other way. This is one ball. If you want to actually guarantee you get it, the buy it now and the second one is also $5,000. But I will take increments of 1500 on that football. You want the ultimate man cave, she shed, and maybe there's some other reason why the ball is important to you. But yeah, bring it just like Rick did, and let's see if we can double what Rick did to this cause and this campaign. Rick basically, look, there are all sorts of different numbers. The number I've seen is that for every 10 tests, there's 1.5 positives. Those are the numbers I have personally seen in various places, all right? That means that when Rick bids $5,000 on that football and wins that auction, he is providing not only all these tests, but in real life, in a practical sense, he is potentially saving the lives of 7.5 women. So 7-8 women potentially having their lives saved in that effort. So let's come strong on the other football. Let's absolutely kill this today. And I have one other item too, involving the ladies clinic. So let's absolutely go on this football. I need a bid of 1500 or more. I need 5,000 to close it and somebody to match Rick's. Again, there will not be another of these footballs. This is it. This is it. There won't be one tomorrow or the next day or any other day. You want this collection of these legendary Clemson names. There are 26 players on staff who are whose names are all over this football. It's, like I said, work of art, and there were only two of these. It's all we could get, and I don't think we'll ever get another football with this exact collection of names on it. Tiger fan Becca, good to have you as always.
Hi, Walt. How are you doing today?
Hey, Becca. Welcome back.
Yes. I think it's an interesting topic that you're on the transfer portal for Clemson after my rant on Quark Show last week.
Yes.
Because
I thought your rant was spot on, by the way.
How do we even know what we need from the transfer portal? Because until we have some guys that they give an opportunity to play to see what we actually have, because, you know, a lot of these guys aren't going to be here that they're letting play right now, and we're losing to anyone with a pulse. You know, how do we even know what we have? How do we know what we need? You know?
I think you're right. I think everything you said last week was right. I heard that call, and I think everything you're saying now is 100% right. You know, I know that I heard Coach Sweeney the other day, and he said, you know, look, the goal is to beat Duke, and I understand that. But the players that you've been playing haven't been beating anybody, as you said. Therefore, why not play other guys who have proven they give effort in that endeavor? I think you're right. You need to stop whatever it is you're doing, though, Becca. Well, Becca, what are you doing? Are you building something? What are you doing?
Oh, I mean, I'm playing in the rain. I'm driving through the rain.
Okay.
But in all, yes, I thought it was amazing that you got on this topic, because I'm just like, well, yeah, I think that we need to go to the transfer portal. Maybe we need a quarterback. We probably need a line to help block for a quarterback, too. I mean, we don't know. We know what we have right now isn't working.
See, I'm even worried about running back. And what I mean by that is, you know, with Gideon Davidson and Easy, I think those are two very talented guys. But since they don't play, they're not being prepared for next year. And I don't want to go into next year with the same questions about the running back room that Clemson's going into really the last couple of years. And, you know, we heard last year about all the depth of the running back room, and then only one guy played. He even played when he was probably should have been in the hospital. He even played then, you know. And then this year, you know, we heard that Eazy-E was a more explosive Wayne Gallman, and that Gideon Davidson was the best high school running back in all the high school ranks. And I agree with those things. I think there's some. I don't think that's just hyperbole. I think there's some talent there. But why don't they play? You know, and if they make one mistake, that's not reason to pull them. I mean, we need to find out who Clemson has in those spots. Not going to next year hoping that that Gideon Davis and Neezy are just naturally going to be the guys. We should be finding out now whether they can play. I think the goals of the season have changed. So why not play some guys and find out who and what they are? Again, I don't think that precludes you from winning. It's like, it's as you said a week ago, the guys that Clemson's been playing have not been winning. This team has not beaten a team that has won a P4 game. That's incredible. I mean, it's impossible. Clemson has not beaten a team this year that has a P4 win. The only teams that Clemson have beaten so far are Troy, who only played one P4 team, Clemson, and they nearly won that one. Boston College and North Carolina, and neither Boston College nor North Carolina have a P4 win. Boston College's only win is Fordham, and North Carolina's only wins are Charlotte and Richmond. Those are the three teams Clemson's beaten.
And for me too, what bigger, you know, statement can you make to recruits than, hey, you can play if you give effort, not you have to sit back and watch non-effort players. If I knew I had to sit there and watch non-effort players play before me, then of course you're going to get decommitments and people that transfer, because who wants to sit behind that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm a player, what better statement do you make than, hey, if you put forth the effort, you're going to be on the field?
Well, exactly right. I think that's right. I think you were right last week, and I think you're right now. I think it's time to start seeing some of these players. I mean, we hear about how great they are all the time. We hear about their talent level and how great they are. It's time to find that out, because the players who have held the starting positions in many cases, I don't think have lived up to that billing this year. I just don't think they have. And again, their best win is Troy. That's their best win. So to me, I think that it's time to find out about some of these other guys and maybe give some guys a different perspective.
Well, I appreciate the time, Walt.
Yep.
That's my two cents. Go Tigers, but let's see some change.
Thank you, Becca. I personally, I agree with you. I don't necessarily think that that's the way it's going to go, but personally, I agree with you. You know, Texter wrote this. 84, he says, crap, talk about great news 1 second, then feeling heartbroken for the guy 2 seconds later. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me in the middle of the sentence. You know, I was celebrating the generosity of the bid, and then 2 seconds later, I was hearing the story. And the story makes it painful, too, you know. But we celebrate Christie's life through that bid, and in honor of her, we try and save others. And that's what Rick just did. Christie, somewhere up above, is looking down and smiling and thankful for that effort too, I'm sure. I mean, it's incredible. The generosity of people never ceased to amaze me in the upstate regarding this campaign. So just absolutely keep it coming. Texter said, counterpoint, we've had a couple big leads, then the subs played, and they didn't look too good. Well, I don't think you can judge anything in garbage time. I mean, Christopher Fazina looked better than Cade Klubnik did at any point this year, last week, against a real team, right? So, you know, he may not have looked good in cleanup duty, but he looked good when he took the majority of the work during the week, right, and played really well, and I think earned more playing time, personally. So that's how I view it as of now. People are saying, Walt, you didn't reveal the last one. Okay, I'll tell you who the last one is after we get back from this break. The rest of the list: DJ Lagway, Drew Mastermaker, Josh Hoover, CJ Bailey, Damon Williams, Devin Dampier, Brendan Sorsby, Sagapulitelli of Cal, Hauser of East Carolina, Avery Johnson of Kansas State, and then there was the one-year guy. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800.